Thanks for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there are some elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or even unlocking their growth, that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations. So every episode, take a journey with us as we speak with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts. Whether we're in Boston, Worcester, or out in Springfield, maybe even in the Berkshires, we'll be here every week and we'll explain to you more about manufacturing and what's happening right in your own backyard. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I'm Emma Mailman.
We're doing this because we have a really special event and we thought, why not? And let's reach out to everybody and chat with you and tell you a little bit more about what we've got going on. So this week is the biggest week for us at MassMEP. We have Manufacturing Your Future Industry 4.0. It is the Industry 4.0 road mapping event that we get really excited about and where the new generation of marketing is heading, the new generation of manufacturing is heading for the future when it comes to that. So this event on Friday, it's a couple of hours. We will open our doors for registration about 7:45 a.m. Those of you that need to, haven't done so yet. I'm not sure why. I don't know. Again, we'll go back to the old living under a rock, I guess, maybe. That's what people are doing. And if that's the case, then get out of the rock from under the rock and go get registered for the event. The doors will open at 7:45 and the event will actually begin about 8:15 on Friday morning. And we have a huge lineup of speakers that we'll get into. But the cool thing about where we're doing the event is we're actually doing the event at Polar Park. So people must be living under a lot of rocks around here. If you haven't been to Polar Park yet, we would strongly suggest you getting to Polar Park. It's a super great venue. Lots of fun. We were there actually last week. We just did a little bit of a visual to make sure we have enough space and what we're doing. But the facility itself is really cool and what they have to offer. So we would recommend that not only, this is kind of like killing two birds with one stone. So you come to a really cool event with us and you also get to see Polar Park. So we're at the DCU Club, which is the third floor of Polar Park. There is parking and that is across the street. They have a new parking garage. Yes, Emma, it is open.
And amen for that, because the amount of parking tickets, let's try to avoid that this time around.
Yeah. And toes. Nobody getting towed. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody getting towed. We had quite a few people getting towed from the last event. So let's see if we can avoid that this year. So yeah. So we are Friday, May 20th, 2022, Manufacturing Future Industry 4.0 at Polar Park, which is in Worcester, from 8 a.m. to noon. And that's a little bit about what we have going on. We'll tell you how to get registered, where to go for that. But before we do that, let's jump into, I guess, let's tell everybody a little bit about the agenda.
Yeah, so the agenda, we do have Tom Mandrella starting us off at 8:15. So if it isn't exactly on point, Tom Mandrella is the guy to talk to about that. But following him, 8:25, we're hoping to start with the keynote. Our speaker is Ben Armstrong. And then we're going to go into a little bit of Industry 4.0 road mapping, followed by Industry 4.0 growth strategies. That's 8:40 to about 9 o'clock. And then John Joseph from Datanomics will take over around 9:20, and we'll start to move into automation. We'll have a small break at 9:50 in the morning for you guys to grab coffee, snacks, talk amongst yourself, network a little bit. And then we're going to dive back into it starting at 10:15 with additive. Andrew Garchik, I apologize if I just butchered the pronunciation of his name, but I'm pretty confident I'm spot on that at this point, from Hawk Ridge Systems. Peter Morin from Synergex, someone that you guys probably know pretty well at this point, since he's on our podcast. I'd say Synergex is probably on here, one of every five or six?
Yeah.
He'll go into cybersecurity. That's at 10:35. And then we'll move into questions and answers. So it's a chance for all of you guys to engage with some of our speakers, ask questions if you have them. And again, that's at 10:50. And then 11 o'clock is our Jack Healy Award. We do have two different groups that received it this year. You guys will have to get registered to find out who they are or check our social media, because we did give you a small little sneak peek. And then our keynote speaker, George Mitchell from Sikorsky, is at 11:40 a.m. Definitely something that you guys don't want to miss. And closing remarks around noon to 12:10.
Yeah. And the best part about that is we also are providing lunch as well.
There you go. So it's really a win-win. Get registered. You get to network with some really interesting people, companies. You'll probably learn something new, or, you know, 10 things new that you didn't know going in. But it should be a fun event.
Yeah, the Manufacturing Your Future Industry 4.0, it's actually an event for Massachusetts manufacturers. It's a way for them to kind of come together and take a deep dive through the components of Industry 4.0. It gives them a view of smart manufacturing and some key takeaways on the importance of building a roadmap in Industry 4.0. And then that allows you to remain competitive and then see direct impacts to the bottom line. So we have topics that Emma had said: Internet of Things, automation, additive, cybersecurity. It's quite a mix. And then for those of our, you know, our speakers that we have lined up, such as Emma had said, Ben Armstrong, you know, from MIT, Brian Konochik from, he's from Boston Engineering, Mark Roth, Spinnaker, John Joseph is Datanomics, Nathan DeRochers is from Motion AI. It took me almost 2 years to actually get his name correct. So you'll be appreciative of that. Andrew Garchik from Hawk Ridge, Pete from Synergex. And then one of the key pieces of what, like had Emma had said, when it comes to our Jack Healy Award, we have Mark Schmidt, who is with NIST MEP, and he will be presenting that Jack Healy Award for us. And I'll go into that a little bit more about the Jack Healy Award, what it is and why we do that. But Mark is making a nice little trip. He's going to come in and stay with us, and he's going to present the award. And then, as Emma had said, our featured keynote speaker is George Mitchell. He is the Vice President, Production Operations, Rotary Systems, Sikorsky, which is a Lockheed Martin company. So those speakers alone should be just enough for you to want to come out. However, if you are interested and want to learn a little bit more about the Jack Healy Leadership Award, yes, we do have two winners. It will be all over our website, and it is all over social media. But in 2016, MassMEP created the Jack Healy Leadership Award. And it's an award that recognizes excellence within manufacturing companies and honor their individual manufacturing leaders who are actually shaping the future of global manufacturing. So the award is in honor of MassMEP's former president and leader, John, or we all knew him as Jack Healy. Jack was the leader of MassMEP from 1997 to 2016. And during his tenure, he actually changed the way manufacturing is perceived and was often referred to as the voice of manufacturing. We still hear that voice sometimes in the office, just so everybody knows, if you're wondering, do they still hear the voice? We do. In his role with MassMEP and his true passion for the industry of manufacturing were the catalyst in shaping the direction of manufacturing in Massachusetts. So we were actually at an event a week ago, the Worcester Business Journal Manufacturing Summit and Awards. And even there, they still speak about Jack and his catalyst role in manufacturing and manufacturing across Massachusetts. So that is a big part of who we are today and why we do this award. So yes, two individuals for that award. So it's a good one for us. We're super excited about it. We also have some great sponsors that will, Emma had said, you know, a little bit about the break time when you can actually go and visit with exhibitors. The exhibitors will be throughout the venue itself, and you can take a couple of minutes. You can also network with them first thing in the morning too. So go in, chat with them, get caught up, and then they'll be the speakers and they'll be sitting at the tables. So it's a very strong networking event. It's very engaging. So we strongly encourage it. And we also have our sponsors. We do want to thank our sponsors. We have Amazon Robotics, Empire Group, Leela AI, and our favorite, Synergex. So, I shouldn't have said that. I don't think I'm supposed to say that, but Synergex. They're our favorite cybersecurity guys, right?
Yeah, we don't pick favorites. We're just like parents. We don't have favorite kids, you know?
Yeah.
But Cinegex is definitely up there as far as the, you know, yeah, one of the more fun ones that we love to interact with.
Yeah, fun group of people. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So yeah, if you want to get registered, I guess we should tell people how to get registered for the event.
Yeah. So if you guys are interested in getting registered, which at this point, I'm not sure why you wouldn't be, but if you want to engage, have a great opportunity to network and, you know, have coffee and eat breakfast with your buddies, go to massmep.org and under our workshops tab, manufacturing your future industry 4.0 is right on that calendar. If you click into the event, there's a big green registration button. You can't miss it. And we'd love to see you there.
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully we will see everybody there. And probably for the first time ever, you get to see us doing our podcast in person. And we might actually be doing a little bit of podcasting at the event that day as well. So if we come around and ask if you wouldn't mind talking to us for a minute, we would love to have you be a part of that. It will be very engaging for everybody that does attend, and it is geared towards the manufacturers of Massachusetts. Part of the day itself, in between each of the sections, we actually will be polling everyone sitting at the table. So you have your cell phones. It's one of those few times, although I guess today in this age and generation, we just use them all the time anyway. So we actually will be asking you to have your cell phones out, ready to go, scan a QR code. And after each one of the sections, you'll be answering some questions. Those questions are a way for us to kind of get a gauge on where each one of you are with adding Industry 4.0 to your manufacturing process, and gives us a general overview for the state as a whole. And it's a way for us to know what we need to do then as MassMEP, as a resource for each of you, and how we might be able to help you go along in your process. So that will be there as well. It's a great way to engage with us. And like Emma said, Q&A, definitely jump in the Q&A and network. So grab your box lunch, sit down, hang out, plenty of seating, plenty of space. You can go out and see Polar Park if you want. You can go out on the deck. There's in the area where you are, because we're on the third floor. You'll be able to go out and see the actual ballpark itself. And there's a game Friday night. Weather is supposed to be gorgeous, right?
And Friday night games are always followed by fireworks.
There it is. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. We're right down the road. So our Friday night festivities include running out on the porch. We can actually see them from where we're at. So Friday night, you know, you go to the event, you catch a baseball game, you get a little fireworks show. It's a perfect day.
I love it. That's great. Yeah. Yeah. And the tickets are fantastic, and the cost super cheap. Yeah. So why not? Why not make a whole day of it? Or, you know, if you're close or you're spending the night, or you thought, well, maybe I'll stay. It is a beautiful park. They have great amenities there for anyone that's attending, and the games are a lot of fun. So yeah, go get yourself some tickets and watch the game and see some fireworks.
We'll see you Friday.
Yes, we will see everybody Friday. All right. Thanks for listening. Until next time, we'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can always go to our website at massmep.org. So we'll see you next time, whether it's our space, your space, or cyberspace.